WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new day and a new week here on the program. Going to be a busy week for me. I'm going to be out pretty much every night this week doing something spooky somewhere. And you can join me at all of these great things. We'll talk about that coming up. Also had a spooky weekend as well. Hope you had a good weekend. It's a little wet out there today, and it's going to be like this for the next couple of days. But hopefully you don't have anywhere to be today. Hopefully you have the day off for Columbus Day, for Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to celebrate. But hopefully you have the day off. But if not, like me, you got to get to work. Rain jacket for sure. I wore the waterproof boots because it's already been raining since yesterday and the puddles are deep. So just be careful out there when you're, if you are driving, if you do have to get somewhere. Take it slow. So we're going to start off with some programming notes for you. Normally on Mondays, we have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo with us in the 8 o'clock hour. He is not going to be with us this morning because his grandmother passed away last week. So anybody that's listened to him here on the program or any of his comments over the years, you know how much his grandmother meant to him. And so we send our condolences out to Shane Burgo and the entire family on the loss of his beloved grandmother. And he will be back with us next week. So we will certainly still be able to discuss what's going on with the New Bedford City Council election. We will take your calls on what you think it's going to take to get more people out to vote, although it seems like many have confidence that it'll be a decent turnout. I mean, not anything to write home about, but certainly what we could expect in line with recent city council elections, minus the preliminaries, of course. Also, part of our programming notes, Chris McCarthy will be back today. He'll be with you at 9 a.m., but Barry Richard is off, so Brian Thomas will be filling in for Barry. Barry has every Monday off for October and November. He saves up. He uses his vacation days very judiciously. I'm always impressed with Barry's vacation strategies. He doesn't always take entire weeks off at a time, so that leaves him days so that he can say to himself, you know what? I want to have three-day weekends every weekend for 2 months, so I also save all my vacation days, but unlike Barry, I just don't use them. I end up putting in for like the entire month of vacation to be a December, to be a vacation just to use up the days so that people will leave me alone. I still end up working, but at least that way there I can be like, hey, technically I'm off. You can't ask me to do this. So as I mentioned, it was a busy and spooky weekend, but we had the New Bedford Chowder Fest yesterday, the non-spooky part of my day on Saturday. Congratulations to everybody that took part in that. Oh, rookie mistake there. I left the volume on my laptop. Let me just take care of that so that doesn't happen again. There we go. But congratulations to everybody that took part in the New Bedford The Blount Fine Foods New Bedford Seaport Chowder Fest. And as a judge, it was myself and celebrity chef from Channel 10, Frank Terranova, and Frank's significant other. I apologize, I forget her name. I think it was Mary Ellen. But we judged the chowders and soups. So there was three categories. There was the best clam or seafood chowder, the best Portuguese specialty soup, and the best signature soup. So for the judges' choices, the winner for best clam chowder was Merrill's on the Waterfront. The runner-up was the Pine House Kitchen and Bar. For best Portuguese specialty, the winner was Cove Surf and Turf, and the runner-up was Smashed NB. And for best signature soup, Smashed NB was the winner, and the runner-up was Pine House Kitchen and Bar. So that was the judges' choices. And I'm always fascinated how the people's choices are different than the judges' choices. So the people's choice winners, and I'll be honest with you, like I was honored to be asked to be a judge. This is my second time judging it, and I take it very seriously, but I also know the restaurants don't care what the judges think. The restaurants care what you, the people, think. The People's Choice Awards, those are what really matter to them. And the winner from the People's Choice Awards for best clam or seafood chowder was the Black Whale. The runner-up was Merrill's on the Waterfront. For best Portuguese specialty soup, the People's Choice winner was Magic Kitchen in New Bedford, which new place, only been open for a couple of months, already making waves. The runner-up there was Smashed NB. Best signature soup winner from the People's Choice was Pine House Kitchen and Bar. The runner-up was the Black Whale. And the best table presentation, see, the judges can't vote on that because we don't see the tables. Like, we're not supposed to walk around and look before we judge. And also, you know, it's not on our sheet. But the winner of that was the Black Whale, and the runner-up was Cove Surf and Turf. So they have it down pretty well how they have people judge it. So we get brought over to a table. You know, we don't go over there ourselves. We report to an information booth, and then they take us over to the table. And then we're sat with our backs to all of the participants. So we're basically just facing the stage and the waterfront. And they have runners who bring over each soup. They're all marked with a letter. And then we vote 1 to 5 on the appearance, on the consistency, and on the flavor. And then we have a space to leave some notes. So we're only voting by letter. We have no idea where it comes from. Now, it does get a little tricky because we don't know always what kind of soup it is we're supposed to be tasting. And Frank Terranova brought up the point, you know, it's kind of hard to say how I feel this is if I can't identify it. So, you know, it was an interesting little thing. I'll talk to Katie about that for next year. I was like, there's got to be a way to, like, at least just tell us what kind of soup it is, which I think they might have done the last time I did it. But it was still a great time either way. And then I left right from there to go to the Wamsutta Club to speak to the Saturday Club about ghosts. And so I'd been teasing all last week the experience that we had there, Stephanie Burke and I and Kelly from Stevie's, when we were investigating it last Tuesday. And I presented what happened to the group, and everybody was pretty intrigued by it. So we can get into some of that as well. And then I went to Salem, well, actually North Andover, for a ghost hunt event Saturday night. We had some fun times there, some good activity. Then I got home, I don't know, like just about 3 o'clock in the morning, Sunday, and just slept until I think 10:30. Got up, did some work, but then didn't do anything else. Didn't leave the house, didn't go anywhere. So hopefully you had a nice, fun, relaxing weekend. We can discuss all the things that went on over the weekend. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Today is also the first day of the final week of our Money Talks contest. So you have just 5 days left to be entering to win $1,000 each day, except for Thursday when we're going to be giving away $10,000. And all you've got to do is just keep listening to WBSM. When you hear those pins, those three-number Money Talks cash codes, you just enter it in at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app on the Money Talks page in the box for that hour's code, and you'll be entered to win $1,000. Hold on. I had to sneeze. And then you will have the chance at $10,000 on Thursday. Money Talks on WBSM is brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. So stay tuned for your first Money Talks cash code of the day coming up at 8 o'clock, and then we'll have one every hour through the 5 p.m. hour. But right now, let's get our first break in. We'll be back in just a few moments.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
If you served in the Vietnam, Gulf War, or post-9/11 eras, you may be eligible for expanded VA benefits. A new law, known as the PACT Act, provides disability compensation, health care, free toxic exposure screenings, and more to veterans who were exposed to toxins during their military service. You can submit a claim for your PACT Act-related benefits now. Claims received by August 10th, 2023, may be paid back to August 10th, 2022. Visit va.gov/PACT to learn more and file your...
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
How many of you people out there been hurt in some kind of love affair? And how many times do you swear that you never love again? How many lonely sleepless nights? How many lies? How many fights? And why would you wanna put yourself through all of that again? Love is pain, I hear you say. Love is a cruel and bitter way of paying you back for all the faith you ever had in your brain. Or could it be that what you need the most can leave you feeling just like a ghost? You never wanna feel so sad and lost again. One day you could be looking through an old book in rainy weather. You see a picture of us smiling at you when you were still together. You could be walking down the street, and who should you chance to meet? But that same old smile you've been thinking of all day. I don't return the clock to see you, honey. I'll sell the stock, we'll spend all the money, we'll start it.
Welcome back in. We are going to be going into the news in just a moment. We will get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we can talk with you about it. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. You know, one of the stories locally that's been going around for the past week or so was the Kowloon out in Saugus. They released their plan of what's going to replace the restaurant. As you know, they've been talking about shutting down that building and moving into a new phase of the Kowloon. So basically what they want to do is they want to build two buildings and have a total of 200 apartments on that site. And then still have a Kowloon restaurant, just have it be, you know, on the first floor of one of the buildings. But it's not going to be the same. And the Kowloon, if you've ever been there, I don't think I've ever been there on it when it's slow. So I think you've got, you know, plenty of business coming through. But the problem is, I guess, the family, they don't have enough people that want to run the restaurant. So maybe downsizing is a necessity. But that building is so iconic. Everything about it is so great.
So I'm going to try to get up there as many times as I can before the changes come. Let's go to the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
A South Carolina bar shooting, extreme flooding in Colorado, and five injured in a California helicopter crash.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Police in South Carolina investigating a mass shooting at a crowded bar on Saturday night.
The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office says at least four people are dead and 20 others injured after gunfire erupted at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena Island. That's about 50 miles north of Savannah, Georgia. Deputies found four people dead at the scene and several others were taken to the hospital in critical condition. No arrests were reported and the motive for the shooting unclear. I'm Lisa Carton.
Vice President J.D. Vance says President Trump is looking at all options when it comes to possibly using the Insurrection Act.
The problem here is not the Insurrection Act or whether we actually invoke it or not. The problem is the fact that the entire media in this country, cheered on by a few far-left lunatics, have made it okay to tee off on American law enforcement. Yeah. We cannot accept that in the United States of America.
He appeared on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. Vance says the Insurrection Act would allow active duty troops to be deployed in U.S. cities, and it was last used during the 1992 Los Angeles riots. Trump told reporters last week that it's been invoked before and then added if the governor of Illinois can't do the job, quote, we'll do the job. Diet soda may not be any healthier for the liver than regular soda.
New research looked at data from the United Kingdom and found that sugary drinks and those with artificial sweeteners are both linked to an elevated risk of liver disease. People who drank a lot of soda saw a 50% higher risk of developing fatty liver disease. The findings were presented this week at a gastroenterology conference in Berlin. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A new study shows people with strong political beliefs, whether liberal or conservative, process political content in a dramatically similar way at the neurological level.
The findings published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, Attitudes and Social Cognition show that emotional reactions play a role in ideological extremes. The research team recruited 44 participants from across the political spectrum, focusing on those with ideological extremes. Participants watched a politically charged segment of the 2016 vice presidential debate between Tim Kaine and Mike Pence while having their brains scanned with an MRI machine. Analysis of the brain scans found a constant pattern. Participants with strong political beliefs on both ends had increased activity in brain areas tied to emotion and threat detection. I'm Rob Martier.
Hundreds of people have been forced to evacuate in southwest Colorado, where remnants of Hurricane Priscilla have been causing torrential rainfall. We get more from Scott Carr.
Those living in nearly 400 homes had to be evacuated Saturday in the town of Bayfield after 4 inches of rain fell in about a 48-hour period, causing a nearby levee to breach and nearby creeks to overflow. Dozens of homes have been damaged by the raging floodwaters. No injuries have been reported.
5 people are in the hospital after a helicopter crash near Los Angeles. The incident happened on Saturday in Huntington Beach, where authorities found the helicopter wedged in trees outside of a hotel. 2 of the injured were still inside the helicopter. 3 were on the ground. The cause of that crash is under investigation. President Trump says he's bringing back Columbus Day. On Thursday at the White House, Trump signed a Columbus Day proclamation saying, "We're back, Italians." Former President Biden recognized both Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, which is meant to honor Native people. Trump has been highly critical of what he calls woke targeting of Christopher Columbus and other historical figures and how they're being taught in school. Columbus Day is still a recognized federal holiday. More than 1,000 CDC employees have been laid off amid the ongoing government shutdown. The Washington Post reporting the affected units include those responding to the outbreaks like measles and Ebola. Some layoff notices were mistakenly sent and will be reversed, according to officials. particularly for teams handling infectious diseases and global health issues. The layoffs, part of a broader reduction effort by the Trump administration to decrease the size of federal agencies.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Patriots over the Saints yesterday, 25-19. They will head to Nashville next weekend. The Bruins are in action this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by SeaStreak.
Rain heavy at times today and windy as the nor'easter hits the south coast. Temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60, still wet tonight, 55. Showers ending tomorrow, still cloudy, 59, and partly sunny. Bit warmer on Wednesday, 65. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
We will have the phone lines open, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails for you on the WBSM app. And, of course, we have this nor'easter bearing down on us right now. It is going to continue on throughout the day and really keep going. We're going to have rain for the next couple of days as well. But today especially, it's going to be rough because we have the high winds, a wind advisory for the Cape. Now the leaves are just starting to fall. So that means you're going to start to get the possibility of having clogged up storm drains. So just, you know, do your part. If you are outside and you happen to see some leaves, wet leaves building up around the storm drains, just take a minute and clear some of them back. Once they're wet and once they're soaked, if you pull them away from the storm drains, they're probably not going to move again. I had a drain outside my last place in Wareham, and we were on a hill. So when you went downhill, the storm drain was at the bottom of the hill, and you would see all the time that, you know, it would get pine needles, leaves, all that stuff built up on top of it because it was, you know, under some trees right by the beach, and it would get clogged up and you would get a whole bunch of flooding in that area. So I would try to go clear it off before it got that bad. But then if it did, there was nothing I could, you know, like I'm not going to walk into ankle deep water. But one time I decided I was going to try to solve the problem because it was all clogged up. So I drove over in my car and I had a shovel, my snow shovel, my little one that I keep in the trunk of my car. I had that out and I was trying to like shovel down to the storm drain, to the grate, and get that stuff off of it so it would start to drain. And all I did was snap my shovel because the suction was so great on it, it just snapped my shovel when I tried to run it across. I was like, well, good thing I only bought that at the job lot or something. But yeah, keep an eye on your storm drains. Keep an eye on any, especially this time of year. You know, everybody's got their yard decorations out. And when you've got that happening, you've got the possibility of having it all blow away. So hopefully you took it in or you had it secured. I know I have a friend who sets up a big display who said he's already going to wait until Wednesday to set it up because the storm is going to continue through Tuesday. Sunshine is going to return on Wednesday. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And speaking of decorated homes, keep in mind, we're going to be taking your photos of your decorated homes starting this week, and we are going to have your, I guess, spookiest, but it doesn't necessarily have to be spooky, but certainly your most festive for the Halloween season photos that you'll vote on who has the best at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But right now, I got to get a break in. So let me do that. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I'm most grateful that people are willing to go out there and take their time, their blood, and give me new life. Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Learn more at hhs.gov/giveblood. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This year, over 50,000 law enforcement officers have been assaulted while on duty.
It could have been it for me.
I'm Mike Solon. Law enforcement officers need your support. If you see an officer under attack, then follow these simple steps in order to help. 1. Call 911 and give the officer's exact location. 2. Ask the officer if you can assist. If the officer accepts, then do whatever you can do to safely help. 3. If the officer declines, then start filming. It's time to stop filming and start helping.
Wake up!
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
Welcome back in, and if you are looking for a place to go out for lunch today on a wet day, if you get the day off and you're looking for a nice, casual, relaxed lunch, but good, hearty food that's going to warm you up on this wet day, well, Brack's Grill and Tap. Check them out. Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton, Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. They have something for everyone and for every occasion, whether it's just elevated cuisine in a casual, relaxed setting or family dinner, or a special date night, or a get-together with friends. You want to watch Monday Night Football tonight? That's the place to go. Brax has something for everyone and every occasion. Choose from 24 beers on tap or sip the finest scotches, bourbons, and whiskeys. It's all at Brax Grill and Tap in Taunton or Brockton and the all-new Brax Tavern in Middleborough. And you can find out more by following them on Facebook, and I would follow each one's page because sometimes you've got different stuff going on in Brockton, sometimes different stuff in Taunton, sometimes different stuff in Middleborough. And of course, you can find out more at BraxGrillAndTap.com. But this will be a nice day to sit down for with a nice, what was on the special menu that I wanted to try last week? Oh yeah, the Buffalo Chicken Donuts. Try some of those. The Maple Mustard Chicken. And then having a cocktail with that, maybe a nice bourbon. So check it out. BraxGrillAndTap.com. Brax Grill and Tap in Taunton or Brockton and the all-new Brax Tavern in Middleborough. Speaking of whiskey, I got the new bottle of Dark Arts, the Empyrean. Oh my gosh. It's finished off in white and red port casks. Oh, so good. So good. You can get, well, I don't know if they have any left. I think they only had three bottles that came in. Three bottles in all of Massachusetts. But you can check in with Stevie's Wine and Spirits if it's something that you want to see if you can get your hands on. It's not a purple dot one because it's so rare. But you can see if they can get any more bottles. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. White.
Morning. How you doing?
Lack of sleep today. The trucks came early again. Nobody cares. So it's going to ruin everybody's health there. It's been going on for years. Okay. We used to have the city trucks coming. They always came at a wonderful, decent hour when everyone was already up, walking around, taking care of business. And then the city asked for more money for the garbage pickup. So I think Melville Towers had to go with somebody else. Now, it makes no sense because now Republic, that's the name of the garbage trucks that come there all the way from Providence Road. I think it's Providence. I know it's in Rhode Island. So they're coming all this way from Rhode Island to pick up New Bedford garbage. Now, they're the ones that would deserve more money for picking up the garbage coming all that way using gasoline. So does this make any sense? And we have other problems because there's a building out in the back. It's a building run by lawyers and attorneys. They have their own separate garbage dumpster, and it's in the same spot where our dumpsters are. And they don't always come at the same time as the Republic one comes for us. But sometimes it's pretty close. So we get awakened 2-3 times on the same day. It's ridiculous. It's criminal. It's ruining our health because once you get awakened, if you're lucky enough to fall back asleep and the second truck comes like 20 or 30 minutes later, so you get zapped awake again. It's wrong. And I know people are trying to help saying call the city, call the cop. No. They're the ones that caused this whole circus over here because they wanted more money for the garbage to be picked up. And that's when everything went berserk. We started losing sleep, and it's been years, quite a few years now. I'm trying to think of exactly how many. I don't know. Maybe 5? I don't know. But we went through it. So everybody that has their apartments on the east side where the truck comes in, We're the ones getting hit with this noise pollution. The people that are on the west side, they don't hear nothing on that side. But, of course, we have a view on my side. We can see the Fairhaven Bridge, all the traffic coming up and down Route 18. We see a lot of things we can enjoy out the window. And on the other side, they see nothing but Walgreens. And they even barely see that. They see the parking lot. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Weisberg. I'm ready to make my second cup of coffee.
All right. Well, hopefully maybe you can get a nap in later.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. All right, we got to take our final break of this hour. Let me do that. We'll be right back.
Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times, it kind of gets like feeling bad.
And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails if you want to connect in the next hour. We will also have in the next hour today's edition of the Gen X Files with our brand new sponsor for it. We also have coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, your very first Money Talks cash code of the day. It's the final week of Money Talks, your final week to try to win $1,000 each day, except for Thursday.